from the Dr. Eddie Floyd Tennis Center, site of the McLeod for Health Florence Women's Tennis Open, third year it's been here. We've been on site all 3 years and certainly privileged to be back out here once again. Kind enough to spend a couple of moments, one young lady who's hoping to be able to hoist the trophy, coming up both in singles and doubles over the weekend, Danielle Lowey, a two-time All-American tennis player from the University of Southern California, dropping by for a visit. Danielle, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing very well. We appreciate you dropping by. I was joking a couple of moments ago. I know you heard about that. Have you gotten used to folks out here calling USC the one in Columbia, not the one in Los Angeles?
Well, every time I come down here, I have to make sure I tell them I'm from USC. I'm from the other one on the other side of the country. I tell everyone that. But
this is probably the only state you run into that, I would guess.
I think anywhere in the South, that happens. So, but I always mention it anyways, just because I don't want people to confuse me as a Gamecock when I'm actually a Trojan.
So how's your college career going?
Well, I finished up last year in 2013. It was the best 4 years of my life. What a great experience. And I tell people if I were to do it all over again, I would do it exactly the same.
How did college tennis maybe get you ready for what you're seeing, not just here, but on the pro circuit as a whole?
I think the 4 years at college really gave me an opportunity to, grow as a person and mature a little bit more mentally on the court. At 17, 18 years old, maybe I wasn't physically or mentally ready to jump on the circuit, but that's me. And from a personal standpoint, and now 4 years later, I feel like I was a lot more ready to, chase the big dream.
Do you run into many of these hurricane winds that we're dealing with this afternoon?
I'm in California.
So talk to us a little bit more about this event. What sort of piqued your interest about participating here in Florence?
Well, I always love coming back to the South. This is my first time here, and I just played an event in Rock Hill last week, and they're about like 2 hours apart from each other. So, I came out here. What a great opportunity to compete against some of the best girls, and I'm here.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Are you settling in? You enjoying the weather so far?
Yeah,
in
so far,
October.
So good. Yeah, it's a good change. The humidity here is a great change.
Yeah, that's nice of you to say, because most of us don't agree with that. We'd appreciate it going away. Danielle Lau counted up to drop by and visit with us this afternoon. Now, you'll be participating in both the singles and the doubles.
Yes, sir.
How difficult is that to participate? It's playing in two separate tournaments over a week's time.
Well, in the professional level, the intensity is just a lot, a lot greater than, in juniors where you could play like two or three matches a day. And so like anytime when you got two matches a day, it's a tough day, it's a rough day, but, everyone's got to start somewhere and everyone's got to do it. So, you just take it in stride, and, when you go back-to-back weeks, you just got to think, the person next to you is doing the same thing. So it's part of the grind, and, everyone's got to do it.
Now, who will you be playing in the opening round? Now, you'll play both your first match in the singles and doubles both tomorrow, correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you know who you'll be playing?
I believe I play Alexa Glatch in singles, and I play a tough team. One girl from Japan and another one from Europe, but I can't pronounce names. I don't want to try and butcher them, but all I know is that everyone's good here.
Understandable.
That's all I need to know.
Now, how about your doubles partner? How long have you gals been playing together?
My doubles partner these next few events is Carrie Wong, and we've been playing, we've been on and off, but we've played quite a few together, maybe around like 6 to 8 events together, and, we're great friends off the court too, and just so happened our schedules matched up, and so we're going to go for it.
This probably sounds like a silly question, but those of us who are novices in tennis, is it easier to play with someone you sort of get along with off the court as well?
Well, I think so, but there are definitely, those stories where you play with your best friend and they bring the worst out of you on the tennis court. But for me, Carrie's actually, I learn a lot from her, and we're great friends off the court, but I think she makes me better on the court too. So we realize that combination, and just whenever we can, we play together.
How big a challenge is it changing your game from a singles match to a doubles match?
Oh, it's a struggle. For a lot of people, it's really natural, but for me, it's a little different. In doubles, you got to be a little bit more aggressive, and it's kind of like a sprint for 5 seconds. And in singles, it's not like you're not sprinting, but it's more like a stride. You got to kind of pace yourself, and you got to, control the momentum and control the tempo. It's a little different, but, changing gears, it definitely is a challenge.
You bring up an interesting point that I'm not sure many tennis fans, myself included, would have figured. I would have thought you'd be a little less aggressive as a doubles player because you do have a partner, but you said that's not necessarily the case.
Well, at least for me, my mindset, I do have to be a little bit more aggressive. You know, can't let the ball drop or anything, but for me, that's how it works. For different people, it works differently, but for me, that's how it is in my mind.
Describe your game for us. If someone was to come watch you play, what are they going to see out of Danielle Lau?
Well, I like to use a lot of variety. I like to move around the court. I'm 5'3", so I'm not really going to be hitting aces left and right. So I just kind of use my variety to open up the court and expose my opponent. And, you know, when I see a little opening, maybe give it a little harder jab. But that's pretty much the Reader's Digest version.
Danielle Lau joining us here this afternoon. She'll open up her singles and doubles matches tomorrow out here at the Florence Tennis Center. And, of course, the McLeod for Health Women's Tennis Open back here in town. And Danielle, kind enough to spend a few moments with us here this afternoon. Talk to us a little bit more about your book that you've authored as well.
A lot of people ask me about it, like, how did that come about? And for me, I tell them it was actually a complete accident. I graduated college. I was really sad that my 4 years, they were over. And I started to blog about, you know, everything I learned and, like, all the valuable experiences that I encountered, you know, throughout the years. And that blog, it turned into something that Rick Limpert, you know, just stumbled across. And once that happened, he said, you know, I think you really have something right here. And he wanted to turn it into a book. And said, you know what, I don't really have that much time, but he was really persistent, and, you know, we, over the off season, we did it together, and it's done better than I've ever expected.
Well, since you brought it up, give us the Reader's Digest experience of the invaluable experience. What will we find in that book?
I think you can find a lot of things in between, like, you know, maintaining your individuality. Mm-hmm. Or maybe even learning how to deal with people that you're going to see every day. And it relates to more than just the tennis player. It relates to the athlete, the everyday person who has a typical job where they may not be too fond of all their employees or, like, their, you know, their peers. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to deal with everybody, and you got to, you know, love them for who they are, respect them for who they are. And so, like, you know, functioning on a tennis team with 7 other girls who are just as good as what you do, and you all probably have egos, there's a little balance you need to maintain, and a lot of things you need to learn about yourself and about, you know, how you treat people, and you know, how people can be different. And mm-hmm. So that's the Reader's Digest version. There's a lot more, but if I could think of what's important, it's that.
Now, folks can find your book, The Invaluable Experience, on Amazon, correct?
Yes.
Now, I'm curious, you're a 2-time All-American at Southern California. Obviously, you referenced egos and trying to mix and blend with 7 other or 6 other players. How was that experience for you, and how different was college tennis versus what you get to see week in, week out on the pro circuit now?
Well, for me, my team dynamic my last 2 years in college, they were great, and we did so well because we put our egos aside, and we were actually more supportive of each other than, you know, of ourselves, which was great. And my biggest fear about transitioning to the professional circuit was that I wouldn't have that support. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have, you know, like, my teammates there to, you know, make me feel better on a bad day and to make me feel, you know, on cloud 9 when I had a great day. I thought I would be celebrating my wins on my own and, like, mourning my losses on my own too. But, you know, coming out here, I've actually, you know, bumped into a couple of college graduates who I've become great friends with. And, you know, being on the professional circuit, you learn even more about yourself, about, you know, the human strength and, like, you know, who you are as a person, how strong you can be. And so, like, it's a learning curve. You know, you're by yourself, but then again, you don't have to worry about 7 other people having to perform in order for you to, you know, come out with a victory. So that's also, you know, a little different. But, you know, it's an adjustment, and over the past year, I think I've adjusted quite well.
Does that make doubles maybe a little bit easier because you have someone of that team dynamic?
Yeah, doubles is definitely a lot of fun. It's definitely at a higher level out here especially when you're playing, you know, in the later rounds. But you know, I've learned to enjoy doubles a lot more now that I am on the circuit, and now that it actually really counts for something. You know, you play for points, and you play for, you know, a little prize money. It's you know, it's a little bit, it's more encouraging. It's, you know, you're enticed to do well.
So what do you do when you're not traveling all over the country, or when you get bored in a hotel room? What keeps Danielle's sort of Danielle away from the tennis court?
Well, for me, I actually do try to get out a little bit, you know.